Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting third. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Scheib. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Carl Scheib. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Billy DeMars. Batting second. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting third. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Leo Thomas. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hank Arft. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Owen Friend. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Widmer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Al Widmer. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McCuskey hits a fly ball into center field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMars misplays the ball. That's an error on DeMars. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lehner hits a pop-up towards short. DeMars settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy DeMars is at the plate with a count of 3-0. DeMars takes first base on ball 4. Ray Coleman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Coleman bunts between the mound and first base. Scheib scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Coleman for the out. DeMars moves to second. 1 out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kokos hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kokos for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Arft scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vallow for the out. 1 out. Ferris Fain batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Tipton hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Arft hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallow. Arft reaches second base with a double. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Arft moves to third. Two outs. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Friend hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Browns. Al Widmer is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Widmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Scheib strikes out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a pop-up towards first. Arft settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCuskey hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy DeMars is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. DeMars is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. DeMars takes first base on ball 4. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kokos is 0-for-1 in the game. Kokos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Lehner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Friend settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Dillinger moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Arft is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Arft hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Guerra now catching. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Friend is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Friend hits a fly ball into right field. Valo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Guerra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Scheib is 0-for-1 in the game. Scheib hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitmer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Joost batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Scheib moves to second. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-2 in the game. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMars misplays the ball. That's an error on DeMars. Scheib moves to third. Joost moves to second. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Scheib scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-2 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Al Widmer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Widmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Widmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy DeMars is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. DeMars is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. DeMars hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Coleman is 0-for-2 in the game. Coleman hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Browns. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Friend settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ferris Fain batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Guerra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Guerra hits a fly ball into center field. Severs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 0-for-2 in the game. Kokos hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thomas is 0-2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Cocos goes all the way around to score. Thomas moves to third. It's 4-1, Browns. Hank Arft batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Arft is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Arft takes first base on 4. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sievers is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomas scores. One out. It's 5-1, Browns. Owen Friend is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Friend is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Friend hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Arft moves to second. Al Widmer is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Widmer is 0-2 in the game. Widmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses pinch hits for Carl Scheib. Wally Moses batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Arft scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Joost is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Joost strikes out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McCuskey is 0-3 in the game. McCuskey takes first base on 4. Bob Dillinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Dillinger is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dillinger takes first base on 4. McCuskey moves to second. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lehner is 0-3 in the game. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Friend scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Alex Kellner now pitching. Billy DeMars is at the plate with a count of 0-0. DeMars is 0-1 in the game. With 2 walks. DeMars hits a pop-up towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Coleman is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Coleman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lawler is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cocos is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Cocos hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lawler moves to third. Leo Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thomas is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vallow is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Arft scoops it up and throws to first, with Widmer covering, for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into center field. Seavers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Guerra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guerra hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Arft is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Arft hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter misplays the ball. That's an error on Suter. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Seavers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Seavers hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Owen Friend batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Friend is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Friend hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-1, Browns. Al Widmer is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Widmer is 0-for-3 in the game. Widmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. Billy DeMars batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. DeMars is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. DeMars hits a fly ball towards right. Vallow catches it and throws to first to double up Widmer. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Kermit Wall pinch hits for Alex Kellner. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Wall hits a fly ball into center field. Seavers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Joost is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Joost is hit by the pitch. Sam Chapman pinch runs for Eddie Joost. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McCuskey is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. McCuskey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman moves to second. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Dillinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dillinger hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of 1-0. There's a wild pitch. Chapman moves to third. McCuskey moves to second. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Lehner is 0-for-4 in the game. Lehner hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.